From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. We're going to begin today with an update on the situation in Iraq. There's violence to report. Three large car bombs went off in Baghdad, one near an American convoy. In Kirkuk, 12 policemen were killed, and Al Jazeera television showed video of an American contractor who was kidnapped yesterday. The U.S. Embassy says the man appears to be Jeffrey Ake. He's from LaPorte, Indiana. On the tape, a man is seated at a desk with assault rifles pointed at him.
Meanwhile, Iraq's political process is moving forward, and a big issue is the inclusion of Sunni Arabs. Few Sunnis voted in January's election. There are just 17 Sunnis in Iraq's new parliament. From Baghdad, NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro reports on how the Sunni community sees the way forward.
On Iraq's streets, it's actually impolite to ask someone if they are Shiite or Sunni. People are genuinely reluctant to identify themselves as one or the other. But now that Iraq's political landscape seems increasingly divided along sectarian lines, Iraqis are becoming more and more aware that their background is determining how they are viewed and defined. So for the Shia, who are now in the ascendancy in the wake of their strong showing in the January elections, it's a time of consolidation. For the Arab Sunnis, who largely stayed away from the polls, it's a time of soul-searching. 34-year-old Nail Atif says it was a big mistake that the Sunnis didn't take part in the elections. We would have gained more if we would have voted, he says. 30-year-old lawyer Ahmed Walid Ahmed agrees, saying he will vote next time around. But he also says he believes in the resistance. He says the Iraqi resistance must tackle the Americans. They are the reason for the problems in this country. Iraq is a battlefield now, he says. 45-year-old Muhammad Ali says we have no supreme authorities to guide us. This is why we're in such a bad state. If many Sunnis seem confused about how to move forward, it's also because their leaders are grappling with the same issues. One of the main Sunni organizations, the Association of Muslim Scholars, has seemed like a house divided over the past 2 weeks. In one Friday prayer sermon at the Mother of All Battles Mosque, where the association is based, a more moderate imam issued a religious edict calling on Sunnis to join the security services, which are increasingly being controlled by Shiites. Then, this past Friday, the more hardline head of the association, Sheikh Harith al-Dari, refused to endorse that appeal and said it did not represent the thinking of the clerical leadership. The Kurdish and Shiite leaders who will dominate the new government have offered several top positions to the few Sunni Arabs who were voted into the 275-member National Assembly, among them Sheikh Ghazi al-Yawar, who is now a vice president. Foreign Minister Hoshea Zebari, who is a Kurd, says it's a positive step.
The great majority of the Sunni community now recognize it was a mistake they did not participate. And it was a mistake that they did not cooperate. If they continue to do so, they are going to lose a great deal. And they will truly be marginalized and alienated by their own action. So now they are coming around, they are trying to organize themselves to pull their resources together to form a political platform to represent the Sunni community. This is a very good, healthy sign.
That's the rosy view. Sunni analyst Wamith Nadme says that the Sunnis who are playing a political role now do not represent the wider community.
Is it just a play that some Sunnis are participating? Well, they were already participating because Mr. Ajil Yawar used to be a president. Now he accepts the position of a vice president. The government is having a dialogue with its own self.
And Nathme says that those Sunnis who are looking to serve in the new government have no credibility.
Those people, I think, with due respect, I think they are a bunch of opportunists. The government declared they are looking for Sunnis. The real Sunnis, between inverted commas, did not forward themselves and say, yes, we want a cabinet, because we don't. We don't want to rule this country under occupation.
Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News, Baghdad.